Matt Rausch, technology editor, WWJ News Radio 950. I'm here now with Rob Austin, a professor at the Harvard Business School, who spoke to the Michigan Technology Leaders 2006 conference this morning about the way value is created in IT projects these days. Two messages that I came away with, Rob, that I'd like you to talk about a little bit here. First of all, seems to be the future belongs to those who know how to do new things. That sounds pretty simple, but what do you really mean by that?
Well, the future belongs to those who know how to create new things. It's really about, I think if you define innovation most generally, what you're talking about is creating novelty that is valuable. Mm-hmm. And that's almost such a general definition that it's not terribly helpful. But it does involve a different set of work reflexes, management reflexes, and the like. Because when you're creating novelty that is valuable, you're creating value from doing something different than what you did last time. When you create value from novelty, you're creating something. You're creating value out of creating something different than what you created last time, and that's different than creating value by creating something very consistently and efficiently and at low cost. And often, as it turns out, if we look back at the history of innovation and the history of discovery and invention, we see that innovation often involves accidents. It often involves things unfolding in unexpected ways, opportunities appearing that were not within the scope of things that we expected to see. So surprises are very important to this kind of value creation. In the old kind of value creation, where we were trying to use standardized processes, produce consistent outcomes, be efficient, produce valuable things at low cost, a surprise was a quality problem. Mm-hmm. And a surprise was not something that delighted us. It was something that we had to go figure out how to avoid.
Yeah.
So.
The other major message that I heard, there's a software development shop here in Ann Arbor called Menlo Innovations, and they develop software in teams, and they also develop software in week-long chunks and take it back to the client every week and say, is this what you wanted, in order to make sure that they don't lose, you know, months of work, or in some cases even years of work. The one thing they have plastered all over the place in their shop is make mistakes faster.
Yeah.
That's kind of also what you're talking about here, too. You have to be willing to experiment, to try, and do it very quickly, so that if you do make a mistake, you're not losing a whole bunch of work. Talk about that for a minute, please, if you could.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely a crucial part of this, that this is a version of what the design firm IDEO says when they say fail faster to succeed sooner. Mm-hmm. Some people call it failing forward. Some people call it front-loading the problem-solving process. It's absolutely critical that if you're going to have a problem, or if an opportunity is going to appear, you'd rather see it sooner in the project than later. There's a case that we use at Harvard Business School, which is about Chrysler, actually. It was a joint venture between Chrysler and BMW, and it opens. It's called they were building a small engine for the Rover. Mm-hmm. They were collaborating on this. It's called the Tritech project. And it opens with a huge dispute going on between the manufacturing and the product development folks. And it looks, you know, at first glance, like it's terrible, it's not working, it's dysfunctional. But one of the things that you realize about the way they've structured that project, this several years ago in the auto industry, still good things going on there, mm-hmm. Was that they were having a dispute they had to have, and they were having it very early in the project. And that's incredibly important in this kind of work, where you're looking for value to come from unexpected directions, and where you're expecting problems to emerge because the environment around the business is changing, because the complexity of the kinds of difficulties we encounter in information technology and related areas is such that we simply cannot anticipate everything that's going to go wrong. So we have to not only be able to manage the problems we can anticipate, we have to also have a capacity for managing the problems that we cannot anticipate, and we often ignore that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Rob Austin, Professor, Harvard Business School. This is Matt Rausch, technology editor, WWJ News Radio 950.